It was October 24th, 2016, and the Vikings were headed to Philadelphia to face the Eagles and riding high off a 5-0 start and fresh from a bye week off. The Eagles were 3-2 and trying to find their way under new head coach Doug Peterson and rookie quarterback Carson Wentz. Following some early turnovers, the Eagles returned to kickoff for a touchdown, and Wentz had his best day as a pro as Philly handed the Vikings their first loss with a 21-10 victory.
Yeah, I mean, obviously each year is so different, but there's definitely things to that. I think it's a good idea to watch it, but like I said, everything is so much different from year to year, even from early in the season to late in the season, so it's really hard to put too much emphasis on it, but like I said, I think it's still a good thing to watch it.
That was a game, I believe it was week 6 or week 7 because of the bye week, but the atmosphere will be a little different. It'll be a little louder. Their fans will be a little more excited, and rightfully so. It's an NFC Championship game. That the stakes are a little higher than they were week 7 of last year. So, you know, I think this team is completely different than the team that went there last year after the bye week.
The players were all different, but these two teams most recently met up in the postseason on Wild Card Weekend in 2008 when the Eagles came to the Dome to face the division champs. The Vikings were the NFC's third seed and riding the NFL's leading rusher, Adrian Peterson. But an interception return for a touchdown and a 71-yard touchdown pass from Donovan McNabb provided the upset and ended the Vikings season. Much like the Eagles did in 2004, when the 8-8 Vikings defeated the Packers on Wild Card Weekend to advance to the divisional round and a date at Philadelphia. Wide receiver Freddie Mitchell had a career day, and the Eagles jumped out to an early lead and never looked back to advance to their fourth straight NFC Championship game. The only other playoff meeting between these two teams also went the Eagles' way when they met up at Old Veterans Stadium in 1981 in the divisional round, and Wilbert Montgomery ran for 2 scores in a 31-16 victory. But all the past performance and old matchups are thrown out the window at 5:40 Sunday when these two teams take the field and kick off the NFC Championship. A meeting of the top two teams in the conference that enter Sunday with similar styles of play, similar strengths, and a common goal of looking to secure their first Lombardi Trophy.
We all understand what's at stake with this weekend, and it's a great opportunity again for our team and for the Philadelphia Eagles. And you know, that's the challenge, obviously, in probably our case and in the Vikings' case, is coming off of these emotional, you know, close victories, and then having to turn around and do it again. I've just gotta make sure that I continue to, you know, stay aggressive with the week of practice and prepare the guys. You know, just like we have the last couple of weeks, and just try to stay in our lane and try to block out some of the noise.
I feel like I have a pretty smart, level-headed football team. They understand the magnitude of the things, and you know, they know what's at stake. So let's just go out and let's continue to do what we've been doing all year long. Let's play good. Let's play together as a team. Take care of the football. You know, all the things that you talk about all year long, really.